Have you already tried the traditional methods of therapy and it's just not working for you?
If you are feeling stuck in your life, you are not going to want to miss this episode where Amber tells us all about somatic therapy and how it can help anybody in their journey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads.
And hey, everybody, it's Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. We are on this journey to a better you. And that basically means that we are always looking to grow, to learn, to really be the best version of ourselves. And today, Lindsay, we are so excited because we have a guest.
We love our guests. Yes, we have Amber with us. Amber is one of our amazing clinicians. Amber, why don't you tell everybody about yourself and what you do?
So you kind of cut out there, Lynn. So I'll just kind of pick up where you were ending. So I am a clinician with Country Crossroads Counseling. I am at the Odessa office primarily. I do see some clients in Blue Springs, but what my specialty is and that I'm currently being trained in is some of the somatic body working with the nervous system type techniques. And so I'm really excited to share a little bit about that today on the podcast.
We love it so much, Amber. And, you know, I feel like as far as if you were somebody sitting out there today and you were wondering, wow, what is this somatic therapy? Like, what is it? Like, in a nutshell, kind of how would you describe it to somebody?
So when we're in school, okay, we learn lots of different topics, right? We learn about the different clouds in the sky. We learn algebra. We learn how to do math. And we come out into the world and we use some of those things and then we don't use some of those things, right? I wish we lived in a world where they gave us a map of our internal driving system. However, we don't learn about it. What is called our autonomic nervous system, right? All mammals have this system in their body. It is what drives us. It happens on autopilot, right? Reactions to stuff, all of the things that we come in contact with in the world is our autonomic nervous system kind of driving our bus. But we don't learn about it in school. So we don't think like, oh, the way I just reacted to that person or the or how I reacted to this happening in my life, we don't realize how much our nervous system in our body is doing all those things. And we have no control over it. And so somatic therapy, instead of starting with a head up therapy, we start more from the bottom up. Okay. So we're starting with, let's work with the nervous system to see where the trauma is, okay? Because trauma, as we know, it gets stored in our bodies. Our bodies carry some of the weight. We carry the things that happen to us. And then the next time something similar happens to it, we react in the same way that we learned in the beginning how to react to it. So somatic therapy is working with those reactive patterns and looking at, where did we learn this? Where do we react in our body, right? And how can we change those patterns? How can we work with those patterns to maybe complete them, to help you get more of a regulated state throughout your day instead of being stuck here or here or here, because there's different states of our nervous system, right? And so it's giving people the tools to have that body awareness from the head down, right? And giving them the tools to make decisions that they didn't know they could make before, because our body's on autopilot. And so when we have the tools to begin to recognize that, we can start making shifts in the way our body responds. And so it's being able to give people those tools, if that makes sense. A lot of therapy is very thought driven, right? CBT, for example, it's very thought driven. It's very head thinking. How can we alter this behavior, right? And I think it's very helpful for some people, right? Wherever you're at on your journey, there's different things that are very helpful, right? This is, what are you feeling from here down, right? When you encounter something in the world that makes you feel unsafe, right? Say it could be somebody walks into your workplace today on Halloween in a Halloween costume, right? And automatically your body is like, ah, like, I don't know what to do with this, because maybe somewhere in your childhood, someone had a similar costume on and it really scared you, right? So your brain doesn't have time to think, oh, in my childhood, this was really scary to me, right? Your body automatically goes there. We don't have to think about why. It's just like, bam, on autopilot, this is where we're at. And so what we're doing with somatic therapy is slowing down your body's nervous system when it goes to that place, when it goes to feeling really scared, right? You're able to take a step back and go, what's going on here? Where am I feeling this at? Am I wanting to look towards the door, right? And do I have some flight energy here? Am I feeling like I'm ready to fight this person in this costume, right? Do I have some fight energy coming up? Interesting. Okay. Am I feeling defensive? What's that about? Am I feeling frozen? Like I can't move, right? That's another state of our nervous system. And so it's becoming aware of what is going on down here so we can begin to start tapping the brake and checking in and realizing, like, our body functions based upon our history. Okay. Everything, even back to in vitro, when we were still in our mom's bellies, right? We remember it. Our body remembers it. Our brain, not so much. Body, yeah, it remembers it. And so how do we begin to start working with that, realizing we have to live healthy, productive lives, right? And so it makes it really hard when you get stuck in one of those different states. And that's very easy to do. And so helping people realize, like, oh, I don't have to be stuck and fight all the time. Oh, I don't have to be stuck and freeze. I don't have to live in shutdown, right? Because people go through seasons and they really are struggling with depression or shutdown or not being able to get out of the bed, right? And that is a nervous system state. That is what happens in our bodies when our body is trying to conserve energy. So if you think like a bear, or you think a possum when a possum faints, right? That's the same nervous system that we have in our body. And as I tell people often in session, like, a possum doesn't think, oh, there's a dog after me and I'm going to faint. Like, it doesn't think about that, right?
No.
It just does it because its body does it for it, okay? Same thing with us. We go into those states, not because we think about it, but because they're on autopilot, because of muscle memory, right? So hopefully that kind of answered your question. Long story short, it's a lot of information, but it's hard to describe without sharing a little bit of all of that.
Yeah, it definitely is kind of taken off. I know I've heard of it, and then I know a lot of different modalities kind of pop up and people learn about it. So I'm super excited to learn. I knew nothing about it other than when you first started doing it. So I'm super excited because I know we have people that are already asking about somatic therapy. It's taking off, like, which is great. Same with EMDR. I know that was something very new and that people have taken on. So I'm super excited to see how this goes. And how would people recognize or maybe think that might be for them? What would be something that would make, is it like if talk therapy is not necessarily working, or what do you think or suggest for those people that maybe are listening, wondering if that might be a route for them?
So I think that's a really great question. Thank you for asking. There's a lot of people that have came to me that they have been in talk therapy for many years, right? And they're like, I feel myself talking about the same thing. Right. And then I don't feel like I'm getting any better. I feel kind of stuck. I feel I've tried EMDR. Right. And some people, it works amazing. Mm-hmm. Right. It's this magical thing. And some people, I had a very similar experience to this. My nervous system had a really, really, really hard time integrating EMDR. Okay. I struggled. I had headaches. My nervous system just kind of was like, yeah, that's not really, really your thing. Like, maybe we should back up a little bit, right? So I think for someone that maybe has tried different things, that feels like, maybe I could try something else. Maybe I could find something else. That was my experience. And I started researching and found, oh, there's this thing called somatic therapy. Interesting. I think I'm going to try this. This is not in the box. And as I started going to see my therapist, I thought it was a little weird. I was a little different. She was asking me to do things in my first sessions that I was like, for example, she had me one time pushing against the wall. And I was like, why in therapy am I pushing against the wall? I now know why, right? Because my body was showing some signs of Sapphi energy, right? So she was giving me an outlet to kind of push some of that energy that was stuck up here out of my body, right? And when we go through things like that, movement, body, getting in touch with the feelings that are neck down, what we start noticing is our body does this thing called completion, okay? There's an amazing video on YouTube of a polar bear. Okay. The polar bear is shot down with a tranquilizer gun, and they have it in this field, and they're putting a collar on it to track it so they can see where it's going. And as the polar bear starts coming out of being chased, right, it's laying on the ground and its legs start moving, right, as if it's still running. And then all of a sudden it stops dead in its tracks. And then it goes. Right. What was happening in the polar bear's body was what's called completion of the trauma response. Okay. So what its nervous system was doing, I'm still in fight. I'm still in flight. Right. I'm running really hard. I'm coming back down to connection, dorsal vagal. Now I'm going back into completion. So you're seeing and able to track exactly what's happening with the polar bear. And once we start paying attention to our own bodies, right? I now know, because I've been in my own somatic therapy for 4 years, right? I now know that breath of completion is very different than any other breath. I feel it, and I don't even think about it. It just happens naturally. My body does it for me, and it's a much deeper, more engaged breath. It engages your diaphragm a lot more than a normal breath, right? And so I had a session yesterday with my SCP, and we were on telehealth, and we were processing some flight energy that I have had in the last couple of days in my body. And I'm sitting here, I'm doing some exercises with her. It's called orienting. We're orienting to safety around us. We're letting our nervous system engage with safety, right? And then all of a sudden, and she says, yeah, there's that completion breath, right? We just completed this trauma response, right? And so when you're able to start listening, you're able to start tuning in, and you're able to start giving your body the resources that it needs to re-regulate. And it's this crazy wild, I call it magic. It's just magic. So
That's so interesting, Amber. I can see how that could be so helpful. So if somebody was listening and let's say they are going through like a lot of stress in their life, or let's say they have some depression going on, anxiety, we know it works for trauma. Like are those things, you know, like the depression, anxiety, stress, like does it treat that too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually encourage clients, you know, if you get up today and you're feeling really, really depressed, why don't you text me and let's get you in? Okay. Because what that tells me is we're in dorsal vagal shutdown, right? We're in the shutdown mode. And if we can get in and have just a little bit of completion, just a little bit, even just one completion breath, right? It's going to help alleviate some of that heaviness that they're feeling, right? And a lot of times what happens when we can get to some completion in session, we'll get to the end of the session and I'm like, how is your body feeling? That's a question I ask every client at the beginning and the end. How is your body feeling today? Let's check in. The energy has shifted so dramatically from the beginning to the end. And they're like, wow. I feel lighter. I feel calmer. I feel connected, right? I feel grounded, right? And so we can even have just a little bit of completion during a trauma cycle. So that means when you're having some depression, you're having some anxiety, you're having some really big feelings, and maybe you don't even know what the feelings are, right? If we can get you in and work through that and get some completion, like you're going to notice a difference in your body and how you feel. So.
That's so awesome. If we wanted to give somebody a takeaway, we always love like a call to action on the show, you know, like one little thing that they could maybe do in order to feel better. Like, and if you think about in the, you know, the ball game of somatic therapy, like what would be some like a takeaway from this show for people?
So number one thing that we learned in somatic training, our first training, is this thing called orienting. Okay. I teach it to all my clients. It's the first thing I say after I ask how their body is. I'll say, okay, now we're going to take 2 minutes and we're just going to allow our eyes to wander wherever they want to wander. Okay. So just 2 minutes to wander around the room. You might notice if they land on a certain color, a certain texture. We might get curious about what they land on, right? This is such a simple tool, right? If we watch our animals, I know you love your dogs, right? If we watch our animals, animals orient naturally. They look everywhere. They'll lay on the porch and they'll just watch the trees, right? Because orienting is a way to tell our nervous system, ooh, there's not a threat here. I can be present. It's okay, right? But we get so busy in life and we're going to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, right? We don't take time to orient. And so we're always in a hypervigilant state where just 2 minutes of connecting with some safety around us can take our stress level down significantly, very quickly, right?
That's awesome.
I love doing the exercise with my kids and teenagers because I'll always ask them, like, how's your body feeling? And they'll come in, they'll be like, I'm feeling anxious or I'm feeling kind of upset. I got in this fight with mom, right? And then I'll say, okay, we're going to take 2 to 3 minutes. We're just going to look around the room, come into the room. And then after we get done orienting, I'll say, okay, how's your body feel now? That like felt really good. I just really needed that permission to just allow myself to come into the room. Thank you. All right. I feel calmer. I feel more collected. Right. And it's, we're not working with anything but the body in that exercise. It's just like a big, deep breath for our nervous system. So I would definitely say orienting.
That's awesome. I love that. That it did it. It was almost like a grounding, you know, just brought you back into that moment. So that's so helpful. And I think that can really help our people listening today. And Lindsay, do you want to tell them how to get a hold of us? And if they ever want more information from Amber on somatic therapy, because she's going to be offering that and already is practicing as well. So
she's rocking and rolling. So if anything sounds like something you'd be interested in or want to find out more, definitely find us on our website is countrycrossroadscounseling.com. And then the best way to kind of just chat with us, shoot us a message on Facebook. We're big Facebookers. So Country Crossroads Counseling, follow us, make sure to like and subscribe to the videos. And we'd love having our guests. Thank you, Amber, so much for being here. If you're ever interested or you have something that you want to hear about, please let us know. And we'd love to make it happen.